ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं कर्पूरगौरं करुणावतारं संसारसारं भुजगेन्द्रहारं सदा वसन्तं हृदयारविन्दे भवं भवानीसहितं नमः भवं भवानीसहितं नमः। My humble pranams to all of you. So, in this beautiful Veda Sara Shiva Stotram, composed by Bhagwan Shankaracharya Ji, and as in all his compositions, there is bhakti, but there also highest knowledge is also given. And that's what we have been listening for the past few weeks, how the form of Bhagwan is worshipped, his glory, and then also who he is in the absolute form, absolute nature, and how we can reach is all explained here beautifully in these shlokas. Last week we had done 7 and 8, where it says that he is Ajam, he's unborn, he's the cause of all causes, and he's the supreme purifier. And in the 8th one, Shankaracharya Ji does namaste. Namaste to who? Vibho Vishwamurte, the form aspect, the Sat aspect. And then Chidananda Murte is the Chit aspect. So, and the bliss. Bliss means infinitude. So that who is eternal, unchanging, all-knowing, and illumines our consciousness, and is infinite, that is Lord Shiva. So today we'll start with
Nine.
number 9.
प्रभोशूलपाने विभो विश्वनाथ महादेव शंभो महेश त्रिनेत्र शिवाकांत शांत स्मरारे पुरारे तव धन्यवरेण्यो नमान्यो नगण्यः धन्यो वरेण्यो नमान्यो नगण्यः।
So he gives us the qualities of Bhagwan. Prabho. Prabho means Prabhu. Prabhu means the Lord, one who is capable of doing anything. Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum means one who can do, undo, and also do something else. But this Lord is not, he's omnipotent, but he's not a supreme Lord sitting somewhere and bossing over us. He's all compassionate, giver of boons and remover of sorrows. So one who prays to him gets freedom from sorrows and whatever boons. He is very kind, very compassionate, even though he's all powerful. That is not his qualities. Then Shulapane. Shulapane means has the Trishul in his hand, and we'll talk about the Trishul later on. Then Vibho. Vibho means all pervading. That is number one. He's all pervading. And Vibho also means Vividham Bhavati, that who appears as all these forms, that is Bhagwan. So he's not only the formless substratum of this universe, but he's also the universe. So anything you look around, you see the walls of your room, the computer, the window, trees, plants, birds, everything is a manifestation of that, which we call Ashtamurti Brit. We have covered that before: space, air, fire, water, earth, and sun, moon, and the jiva, the individual. Also, Vishwanatha, he is the Lord of this whole universe. What it means is that, first of all the forms appear from him, not only this worldly things, but even the gods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, the creator, sustainer, destroyer. So he's the Lord of all Trimurti and all gods. And as I said, he is the protector. He is the nourisher. He is the remover of sorrows. Very compassionate, very kind. And as we said, he's the great ruler, but not in a persecution way, or not in a bossy way. Then it is said he is Mahadeva Shambho. Now, Mahadeva is the god of all gods. We already covered that many times. His name is. So when we say Mahadev, we refer to Lord Shiva, even though all of them can be considered as Mahadev, Vishnu, Bhagwan, and all. But Mahadev is exclusively reserved for Lord Shiva. Then Shambho. Shambho is a very interesting name.
Shankar.
Shambha. Bhavati. Sham means auspiciousness. Bhavati means he is. So all auspiciousness is Bhagwan Shiva. He is of the nature of auspiciousness, Shambho. But when we say Shankara, Sham Karoti, one who makes everything auspicious, who creates. So Shambha is Bhavati, Shankara is Karoti, one who makes everything auspicious. And then it is said he is. I'll just translate and then go into a little bit detail of
Mahesh.
Mahadeva Shambho, Mahesha, Trinetra, of three eyes. The sun, the moon, and the star are his eyes. And Shivakanta, and he is the husband of Parvati ji. So Shivakanta, Parvati ji, is not only Gauri, the fair and the fair form, but she's also Kali, Bhadra Kali, who is the destroyer of Mahishasur and all that. So both are manifestations of Shakti, the fair skin, the gentle form of Mother Parvati, or the ferocious form of Mother Kali. And that form appears when their evil is growing and when that evil needs to be destroyed. And Shanta, and he's ever peaceful, all peace, and in his presence you get peace. That's what we say. Even a wise person, he not only has peace inside, but he radiates peace outside. We had talked on Sunday also that in the presence of these people, you feel that extreme peace. So that is Bhagavan Shiva, who is not only himself peaceful, but radiates peace. And Smarare Purare will talk about that. And Tvadanyo, other than you, I don't see anybody Varenya, anybody who I can choose, anybody na manyo, worthy of esteem, na ganya, that I can count. So here in the beginning, he talks about Shula Pane, about Trishula and Vishwanatha and Mahadev and Mahesha, Trinetra. So he's talking about the form, and then the later verses, section of this verse talks about the formless, the pervading. So there is a very interesting incident which happened. A disciple came to a guru and he said, I want Bhagwan Darshan. I want to see Bhagwan. So guru says, which form, which do you want to see? Do you want to see the formless, all-pervading, absolute nature, which is, invisible? He said, no. That is too hard for me to contemplate. I want to see the form. So then he says, which form? So you says, you mean there is choice? He said, yeah, there is choice. You want formless or you want form? Then second choice, which form? Which form do you want? Do you want to see Shiva or Brahma or Vishnu or Rama, Krishna, Ganesh, Devi, Parvati, Saraswati? Which form? So he says, he gets confused, all these forms. And among them, do you want to see the Vishwarupa or Vishesha Rupa? Vishwa means the whole world is his form, or a specific form, like Durga or Ram or Lakshman, Ram or Bhagavan Krishna, and so on. He said, it is all confusing. He says, no, if you want to see Vishwarupa, he said, I don't know what is Vishwarupa. He says, you are already seeing it. Everything you see is his form. So nothing is outside that. So that everything is his form. And if you want a Vishesh form, then you can have darshan of Lord Shiva, Ganpati, and all those. So he says, it is very, very confusing. I get confused. Which one form should I choose? Which one is superior? Which one is, he says, Guru says, Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. There is only one truth, one consciousness, but wise people speak about it in different ways. And Bhagwan manifests in all these forms out of compassion for us. So he says, yeah, but I'm still confused. I don't know which one to pick. I like all. I like Ganeshji, I like Devi, I like all of them. So Guru says, what should you do? Do namaskar to all and worship all. And then slowly you will find that one out of those forms you have affinity for. That will become your Ishta Devta, your Ishta, the one you desire. So slowly you can pick on one and then focus on that and spend all your time, attention on that. Do not run around from form to form. And because all forms are his and there is only one expressing and all these. But if you like a particular form, then develop love and affection and closeness in that form. And then ultimately that will take you to the formless. So form will take you to the formless. That we have to remember, that ultimately there God is formless. You see Bhagwan Shri Krishna, in his beautiful form with the cow playing the flute, but he's also that formless infinite Brahman, which he mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, which he shows Arjun. And when he says aham or mama, he's talking about his absolute nature. So that's how you can reach. But what do you have to do? You have to have prema and bhakti. You have to have love for God and surrender to God. Then Guruji Swami Tejomayanandaji, whose commentary I was listening, gave a similar story about what happened to him. So Guruji he was a brahmachari at that time. He was not a swami. So brahmacharis had to travel by train or bus. They couldn't go by car because the mission had limited cars. So, and there were a lot of brahmacharis. So Guruji was sitting at a train station waiting for his train to come. He was wearing yellow at that time. He was brahmachari. He was not a swami. And so this villager came to him. And he says, Guruji, Bhagwan ka darshan ho sakta hai. Can I get darshan of Bhagwan? Can I see Bhagwan? Guruji says, of course you can get. So he says, kaise? How? So Guruji says, which Bhagwan you want to have darshan? As if all the Bhagwans are with me, you know. So he says, किसी का भी हो सकता है. ही सेज या ही सेज बट आपको कौन सा अच्छा लगता है? विच वन डू यू लाइक? ही सेज आई लाइक लॉर्ड शिवा. ही सेज इट्स सिंपल, यू नो, ओम नमः शिवाय इज द मंत्र. ओम ऑफ कोर्स इज देयर इन ऑल द मंत्रस, बट नमः शिवाय फाइव. नमः शिवाय फाइव सिलेबल्स. So five syllables, so each one you have to do 1 crore times. So do Om Namah Shivaya 1 crore times. 1 crore means 10 million. So five syllables means 50 million times you have to do Om Namah Shivaya. Then you will get darshan. But again, it cannot be mechanical. You know, some people say Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, not like that. I remember when we were on Yatra, one of the ladies, she used to just go, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. It's good. It's better than thinking of other things, but it will have more effect if you do it with attention. Om Namah Shivaya, and pay attention to that Lord. You can pay attention to his form outside, or he is the Lord within, and he's all pervading. So you have to remember Lord with that attention, then that chanting is beneficial. So tapas you have to do. So then he says, now it became more difficult for me because that villager asked me, Maharaj ji, aapko darshan hua hai kya? Have you seen God? So he said, I didn't know what to say. I said, nahi hua, I am trying. So he says, main nahi manta, aapko jarur hua hai. See, that was his shraddha and faith. I don't accept it. Definitely you have seen God. And then he says, Guruji said, I didn't know what to say at that time. Luckily, my train came. God saved me, and I ran to my compartment. So, you know, that is the Shraddha of these simple village people, and that is how one has to approach a Mahatma. And it has to be Eka Nishtha, one alone, one goal alone, one form of Lord alone, one that Eka Nishtha will give.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. I can hear you. So, Eka Nishtha, so do it with surrender to one form alone, and with serious intent. And in Ramayana, when we had covered Shiva, you know, Stotram, when we had covered about the Lord Shiva's Vivaha, his marriage, and all the whole story about the Parvati ji, and how, you know, as Sati, she gave up her life because of her devotion to Lord Shiva, and then she was born again as Parvati, and she decided to do tapas when she was a young lady, young girl, and then her parents gave her permission, and her tapas was so bhayankar, it is so strong. First of all, she gave up all eating, only ate leaves. Only leaves she would eat. And just to continue tapas, you know, chanting his name and remembering and just sitting in one position, not moving around. And then eventually she gave up even eating leaves. And that's where she got the name Aparna. See, Aparna is one of the names of Parvati ji. Parna means leaf. Aparna means gave up leaves. Then she drank only water for months and years. And finally, only air. She only took air. And she became thin like a stick, you know, but she kept on doing that. Then without eating, drinking, anything. And Bhagwan protects such a devotee, you know, who's doing that. They are able to last for a long time. And then finally, the Sapta Rishis were sent by Vishnu Bhagwan and by Lord Shiva, go test her. See if her tapas is sincere. And she was sitting there and these Sapta Rishis came. And they said, why are you doing this hard tapas? You know, you're just torturing your body. What do you want? So he says, she says, I want to Lord Shiva as my husband. He says, why do you want Lord Shiva? You know, he stays in the mountains. He doesn't have a home. He has no clothes. He just wears a deer skin. And then Bhasma, his whole body is covered with Bhasma. He has snakes. He's just a sannyasi. What will you get by marrying him? So why don't you marry Bhagwan Vishnu? You know, he's so handsome. He's all beautiful clothes and ornaments. And he lives in a palace and all that. So why don't you pick him? She says, no. Once I have decided, Lord Shiva, and that's all I want. No matter where he is, even I don't mind living, not having a home, living in the mountain. So that kind of tapas, and ultimately, of course, Lord Shiva agrees and they do get married. So that is the kind of devotion we should have for Bhagwan. And that is. Then it says, Tvadanyo, last line, Varenyo, na manyo, na ganya, Tvadanyo. Beside you, Varenyo, there is nobody I choose, nobody I in esteem, manyo, nobody I count on. So choose means vara. Vara means the bridegroom, you know, the one who has been chosen. So here, varenyo means the one that is worthy of being chosen. I find nobody beside you. And so that is whom I choose. Namanyo, there is nobody in higher esteem than you. Nobody is higher than you. That's why, you know, we say, in Hindi, manya atithi, you know, our guest is worshipful, or when like a chief guest comes, you know, they say manya, you know, sabhapati or like that. So one who is in highest esteem. And naganya means I don't count on anybody else. I count only on you. You are the only one that I have to count on that is in my life. So there's another story. So there was this villager and there was election going on. So two politicians came from opposite parties. And so first one came and he said, I need your vote and support. He says, yes. And he's gone. And the second comes, asks him, he says, yes to both. So his friend is there. He said, how can you say yes to both? They are opposite camps. You can only say yes to one. He says, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. Bhagawan Krishna says, no, I am the same to all. He says, I am the same to all. To one, I give, what do you call it? I give my vote. To the other one, I give my support. So I support both. So, but that is not how one should choose, but pick the one Lord and then value God. That's very important. We have to value God. What we do is we value jivas, you know, people in this world more than God. If I have promised somebody, then I should do it, you know, but I have promised God I will be doing your prayers and chanting every day, and we very conveniently forget. Or if the guest comes, then we forget about God. So he says, yeah, you need to take care of the world, but more important is you have to keep your pledge to Bhagwan, your promise to Bhagwan, which Mirabai also said that Krishna alone I pick, dusara na koi, I don't want anybody else. Then there is another thing. People think that if I worship one form, other gods will get mad. So he says, if I worship Lord Shiva, so he says, if I worship and chant Shiva's name, Vishnu will get angry. So he says, you think Vishnu is like your neighbor? Okay, I invited this neighbor to the party and I didn't invite that one, so that neighbor gets angry. He says, we bring Bhagwan to our level. You know, they are beyond all this. In fact, they are all one. And any one of them you pick and choose and worship, that is worthy of worship. And then there is a Trishula, Shula Pane in the first line. Prabho Shula Pane. Shula means Trishul. So the three spikes, and but which Bhagwan Shiva always holds. So what is the purpose of that? So one is that, you know, Adhidaivik, Adibhuta, and Adhyatmik Tapaha. Adhidaivik means not only the thunder, lightning, storm, and all that, but also when we do our karmas, you know, when we do good karmas, we get punya. When we do bad karmas, we get papa. So all that is the gift of the Adhidaivik, of the higher powers. So Adhidaivik is not only the difficult things, but also our karmas. And then Adibhautik is not only people around us, you know, human beings can give us a lot of sorrow. But even like insects, like a mosquito can bite, or you know, or the fire can burn, or you have allergies from some plants, you know, poison oak, poison ivy. So all those, that is adhibhautik. And adhyatmik is within us. So what are the three? The body, the pranas, the mind, and the indriyas. So pranas means I am hungry, I am thirsty, and you know, I am not getting food or don't get the food I like. So that is all the pranas. Then mind is, you know, I am, you know, in sorrow, I am happy, and all the emotional sorrows that come from attractions from people and all that. So that is mind can give us sorrow, pranas can give sorrow, and indriyas also can. As we get old, we can't hear, we can't see very well. I need a hearing aid. So our indriyas don't work as good, or our hands, feet, you know, karmendriyas don't work as well. So that is indriyas. And then body, of course, is the source of all the problems. Every day we wake up in the morning and check, okay, is my body, I'm healthy? Or we give a you know, report to our spouse or somebody. Oh, yesterday I had a backache, today I'm better. So every morning, body has some ways to talk to us. So Bhagwan lifts us from these sorrows, and that is Trishula, that is the one who destroys Adhidaivik, Adibhautik, and Adhyatmik. And then it says, Karuna, you know, he has three eyes, three netra. In the second line, it says three netra, three eyes, So one is eye of Nyaya, one is Nyaya, one is Karuna, and one is Vivek. So Karuna, he has compassion, then he has Nyaya, justice. And then Viveka means he knows what, you know, this person needs. So Bhagwan has all the three. So same way, when we have a situation, when we are in a position, we should have justice and compassion, and then Viveka, right idea, when to apply what. Then Smarare, Smara is the what, Cupid, or the, you know, who was Kamdev, who was sent to
Disturb.
disturb Lord Shiva, and he shot his arrow, and then Lord Shiva opened his eyes and he was burnt. But that is not only smarare. Smara means desires. So in our mind, there are constant desires arising. I want this, I want that, I want here and there. And all these desires, Bhagwan only destroys. So when you go into meditation, or when you make God your goal, then slowly your other desires become less. So that is what the purpose of bhakti and purpose of meditation is, to reduce my desires for the world and increase my desires for Bhagwan. So that alone I want, nothing else. So that has to be our goal in life. Then purare in the third line, smarare purare at the end of the third line. So this story, some of you may have heard. But there was a very evil demon called Tarakasura, and he had done a lot of tapas. See, even though these demons were evil, but they knew the power of tapas. And they would do tapas, and whichever god they invoke, that god had to appear. It's like when you are qualified, like you go for an exam. If you have prepared, you are qualified, the teacher has to give you an A. Teacher cannot say, well, I don't like his face, so I'll give him a B or C. So same way, when you do enough tapas, Bhagwan appears and gives you what you wish. So he said that I should only be killed by the son of Lord Shiva, and he knew Lord Shiva was in meditation, not married at that time to Parvati ji. And that story is there, that Skanda Bhagwan was born to them. And he then destroyed Tarakasura. But Tarakasura had three children, three boys, Tarakaksha, Kamalaksha, and Vidyunmali. So a demon had a name, Kamalaksha. Kamalaksha is
Is
an Bhagwan, Bhagwan Vishnu, and Bhagwan Krishna. You know, Arjun in the Gita says Kamalaksha, he calls him that. But even the demons have the names of gods. So these three of them again did a lot of tapas, you know, tremendous tapas. And Brahmaji came. And what would you like? He says, they said, we want to be immortal, we should never die. So he said, that I can't give you, because whoever I have created has to die. But if you can find some way to escape death, I'll grant you that. So they say, well, you know, okay, give us three palaces, you know, like three cities in rotating in a big chakra. So they had, each one of them had their palace and their city in that chakra. One was made of gold, silver, and iron. And they rotated at tremendous speed. And they said that they will be rotating all throughout the three worlds, you know. The Patal, the earth, and the heavens, and they conquered all. And only way they can be destroyed, once in a 1,000 years, they should come in one line. And if somebody can, for a very brief moment, it's not that, because they are going so fast, only for a moment, and if somebody can shoot us, then okay. And of course, only Lord Shiva could do that, but he was in meditation. So then the devtas finally go and they approach Lord Shiva, wait for him to wake up and tell him that we need your help. And so Bhagwan Shiva timed his arrow right at the time when the three chakras were in one line and they were destroyed. Now, this three also means three bodies, the gross, subtle, and causal body. So, Bhagwan takes us beyond these three because our attachment is to the gross body or to the mind or to our desires. But Bhagwan takes us beyond that. Also, three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas, we are always oscillating between tamas, rajas, sattva, and different times struggling. But this knowledge, we conquer all three. We go beyond even sattva. They say from tamas, you go to rajas, then to sattva, stay in sattva. And ultimately, with Bhagwan's grace, you will be able to cross. Because asura is where? Asura is in our heart. The demon is in our heart. This is, they maybe have other demons somewhere, but in our heart, we have these demons, these negative qualities. So with meditation, all the upadhis, all our conditionings are eliminated. And other three is the waking, dream, and deep sleep. So waking, dream, and deep sleep are the three states we all know. But there is the fourth state called Turiya state or Chaturtham Manyante, which Mandukya Upanishad says the Turiya state. So Bhagwan is that Turiya state, which is beyond those three. And only by worshipping Bhagwan, we go beyond all sorrows, beyond all limitations, and become one with him. We put all the effort and then ultimately we wait for Bhagwan's grace. They say you knock, even yesterday they were saying, Gurudev said, you knock on the door and I will be there to receive you, on the door of enlightenment. So same way, Bhagwan or Guru's grace is always there, but we have to put the effort to go beyond those three. So this one is a little long, but had a lot of material and a lot of stories also. So we did that. The 10th one, maybe I'll do half, and then half of 10 and the 11 will do next week. So we can chant number 10.
Shambho Mahesh Karuna Maheshula Pane Gauri Pade Pashupati Pashupashanashin Kashi Pade Karunaya Jagadeta Ekaha Tom Hamsi Pasi Vidhati Maheshwarosi.
So Shambho, Shambho, we already talked about that, auspiciousness, which he is auspiciousness. Mahesha means he's the Lord of all. Karunamaya, he is compassionate. And Shulapane, he has the Trishul in his hand. And then he says Gauri Pate, he is the husband of Gauri. Pashupate, Pashupate will talk about not only animals, but all beings. Pashyati iti pashu, one that can see is pashu. So, and then pashu pasha nashin, and he is the remover of all our bondages. Then Kashi Pate, he is the lord of Kashi. Karunaya, he is compassionate. Jagat etadeka, there is one lord alone, and which is everywhere, and that is supporting this universe. And Tvam Hamsi Pasi, so you are the destroyer, you are the protector, creator, Vidadasi, and you support everybody, you maintain everybody. So Shambho we talked about, he is all auspiciousness. Mahesha, he's compassionate, even though he's the Lord, but he's Karunamaya. Mahesha means he's the supreme Lord of all the gods. All the gods, everything is came from him, that supreme Lord Shiva. And he's compassionate. That's why we say, na, Karpura Gauram Karunavataram. He is the avatara of Karuna. He is the manifestation of Karuna. Karunavataram. Then, and he is the compassionate ruler. Shambho Mahesh Karunamaya Shulapane, and he is the compassionate ruler. So that is who he is. Mahesha, he is the Lord, but he is very kind and compassionate. Shulapane. Now, Shulapane has other meanings also. So, one, we talked about the three tapas, Adi, Bhautik, and all that. But there are other tapas, Kala, Karma, Swabhava. These are our three tapas. Kala means my time is not good. Mera kal acha nahi hai. I don't, my timing is not good. Or we complain, when it is too hot, oh, it's too hot, 110 degrees. And then we say, I wish it cools down. And when it becomes cold, 32, 35, then again we complain, why is it so cold? So heat and cold, all that. And then time also is our old body getting old. So with time, death is approaching. So that is Kala. So that is one tapa, time. Then others is karmas. Karmas are not only my karmas, but everybody who is connected with me. So if a person in the family does good or bad karmas, that affects the whole family. The whole family benefits or suffers. And that is, so there is karma of the individual, karma of the family, karma of, that community, karma of that city, that country, and then karma of the whole world. Our entire earth has its karmas too. That's why global warming, because we are not stopping this polluting gases. So global warming is happening. So there is karmas of all. And that is what it says. So there are three tapas, Kala, Karma, and Swabhava. Swabhava means our nature. So that is our third problem. So it's like, a person is lazy, he just sits down, he doesn't want to work. Or other one is not interested in, getting a job. So there was one man who was fired from every job. Wherever he took a job, he didn't do a good job and he was fired. So somebody told his wife, look at your husband, he gets fired from every job. She says he get, and she was so devoted. She says he gets fired, but at least he's not a quitter. He doesn't quit. So she's still devoted to him. So that is quitter. Then somebody angry all the time. Anything happens, they get angry, they pick quarrel, they pick fight. In Marathi, there is a saying, I'm sure Ambika will know the meaning. Swabhavala Aushadha Naste. There is no medicine for Swabhava, for your nature. So if you have an angry nature, or if you have a, or some people are crying all the time. So Bhagwan is the remover of all three. Your time, your karmas, and your swabhava, all three can be removed. And then we talked about Gauri Pate. We talked earlier about the Gauri, which is Shakti, which is can be in the compassionate form or the ferocious form. And then Pashupate, Pashu Pashanashin. So Pashupate, Pashu is we think is animals in all languages, but in Sanskrit, Pashu means Pashyati iti Pashu. One who sees is a Pashu. So we are all Pashus. Anybody who can see is a Pashu. Even insects, even birds, even fish, even gods in heaven, the lower worlds, the demons. So everything is Pashu. So whoever is, so he's the Pashupate. He's the protector of all beings, all Pashus. That is his nature. And then Pashu Pashanashin. This is another beautiful name of Lord Shiva. Pashu means of all beings who can see. Pasha means bondage. Nashin means one who destroys our bondage. And we have so many things we are bound to, so many attachments, so many desires. I can't live without this, I can't live without that. And we are constantly bound and constantly struggling. And Bhagwan in the 16th chapter of the Gita, he says, Asha, Pasha, Pasha, Shatair Baddaha. We are bound with hundreds of, you know, bondages, desires, attachments, and we cannot get out. They say that, like in the Upanishad, they give an example, like a silkworm is making the cocoon, but in that cocoon, the worm itself gets caught. So similarly, we create our own bondages. I love this, I hate this, I run away from this, I run towards this. So likes and dislikes, attachments, so these are all our bondages, and we are bound by that. And what is the cause? Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya means ignorance. I do not know my true nature, that I am complete, I am that infinite Brahman. And that is my true nature, but I think I am incomplete. Oh, only if I got that object, I will be complete. Or if I got that person, I will be complete. Or if I get that job. You know, they say, vastu, vyakti, paristhiti. Vastu means thing, vyakti means person, and paristhiti means situation. So these are the things we are bound. And so when I am bound, thinking I am incomplete, then I have a desire, kama, avidya, kama, karma. Then I have a desire that by getting this, I will become complete. And then we do karmas. Then we do actions to try and get. So that's where all the raga, dvesha, likes and dislikes, you know, all the time running here, running there. And so we say, if you pray to Pashupati, the Lord of all beings, then he will bless us. He will be available to help us. Now, Kashipate is kind of long. So maybe we'll do it next time, because Kashi, the beautiful explanation Guruji has given us. Okay, we'll end. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.